BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Iraqi government forces say they have seized control of a number of districts around Tikrit as they fight to recapture the city from Islamic State militants. 30,000 troops are said to be involved in the offensive, including Iranian-backed Shia militia and local Sunni tribesmen. The United States has said it's not carrying out airstrikes in support of the assault. Here's our Washington correspondent, Gary O'Donoghue.
This is Iraq, this is their country, their military, their fight against ISIL. The words of Colonel Steve Warren of the Pentagon as he told reporters that American air power was not involved in the operation around Tikrit. He confirmed that the US had been given notice ahead of the assault, but would not say one way or the other whether America was providing surveillance, usually done with unmanned drones. Asked about Tehran's involvement, he would only say Washington was aware of Tehran's interest. The presence of Iranian commanders on the ground would make it politically difficult for the US to provide concrete military assistance.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that a potential deal on Iran's nuclear program could threaten Israel's very survival. His comments came as the American Secretary of State John Kerry resumed negotiations in Geneva, aimed at curtailing Iran's ability to develop nuclear weapons in return for an easing of sanctions. The White House spokesman Josh Earnest discussed the likelihood of a deal.
Ultimately, all of this comes down to the likelihood of Iran's political leadership signing off on the deal. And that is something that is very difficult to ascertain from afar. And that is the biggest X factor that remains here. And it's one that makes us feel like, at best, our options of reaching an agreement are 50-50.
The Speaker of the Polish Senate, Bogdan Borusewicz, says he has been denied a Russian visa and won't be able to attend the funeral of the opposition leader Boris Nemtsov in Moscow. The Russian embassy in Warsaw says Mr. Borusewicz is on the list of Polish officials barred from travelling to Russia, drawn up after the EU imposed sanctions on Moscow. 27 senior police officers have been removed from their posts in the Afghan capital Kabul. Here's Jonathan Beale.
Among the 27 removed are all 17 district police chiefs in the capital, as well as officers involved in counter-narcotics. The changes were carried out on the orders of President Ghani, who said many senior officers had links to warlords, even though the president himself selected a former warlord as his vice presidential running mate. Though at first this might appear to be a radical shake-up, some of those senior officers removed have been given other jobs within the police service, and all were awarded trophies at a ceremony in which their successors were sworn into office.
World News from the BBC. Hundreds of parents in Pakistan have been arrested for refusing to have their children vaccinated against polio. 471 fathers and mothers have been detained in the northwestern province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Its government says they'll only be freed after giving a written assurance of their intention to have their children inoculated. The new government of Sri Lanka says it has invited senior United Nations human rights officials to visit the country as it recognises the need for some foreign help in addressing human rights issues. The Foreign Minister, Mangala Samaravira, said those invited included the UN Special Rapporteur on Truth, Justice and Reparations. Natalia Revuelta, a Cuban socialite who emptied her bank account and sold her jewellery to support Fidel Castro when he was planning his insurgency, has died at the age of 89 in Havana. Our America's editor, Candace Piet, reports.
Natalia Revuelta was considered one of the most beautiful women in Cuba. Blonde and green-eyed, she caught the eye of Fidel Castro when he was a young revolutionary in 1952. She was married at the time to a heart surgeon nearly 20 years her senior, but observers said she appeared to have an appetite for revolution and adventure. She allowed Castro to use her home for meetings when he was plotting the start of his insurgency. They later had an affair that produced a daughter. The couple never married, but in an interview a few years ago, she said she was never bitter that Castro put his revolutionary project first.
Three people have been arrested in Ghana in connection with a scam that tricked hundreds of people into thinking they had been recruited by the police. University graduates flocked to police training centres after receiving letters promising them jobs. The police said they were not recruiting anybody and that they never charged for training. BBC News.